Item seven, review of liquidity reports from June and July 2017. Again, Tim.
This will be fast. We're just kind of catching up because we didn't do the June because of the timing of a couple of the cancellation of one of the meetings. Both the June and July benefit payments came off without a hitch. The model is continuing to slightly over expect what we're actually seeing in terms of manifested benefit payments. Again, I don't intend to make a change to the model until I see a full 12 months of experience here. Had some conversations with Siegel. I think year one was probably a little bit softer in expectations. Year two, three, and four are firmer. So we're expecting this to improve and fit going forward. But everything came off without a hitch, and we continue to perform in line with expectations there. So nothing really material to report other than it's working fine.
Tim, one sort of thing that jumped out to me in the third column, second matrix, market value change / other activity. Any additional comments on why we're showing, it obviously may be movement as opposed to gain or loss, but both SIT and DFA showing negative amounts and inside a fairly large positive amount.
That's just marked market shifts in the portfolio. So we don't tend to transact around this portfolio. It's largely a buy and hold portfolio unless we see extreme events. The mark to market volatility from a month to month basis is interesting, but not necessarily something that translates through to the completion of the cash flows.
Okay.
These are unrealized gains or losses?
This is completely unrealized. Yep.
Is just purely market value at that moment in time.
Yep.
Right. At some point, I suppose, if we had permanent differentials, in other words, they are different portfolios.
They are different.
We might begin to recognize that one portfolio clearly is doing better with the same duration reasonably as the other two.
You know, each one of these portfolios has a different flavor, has a different yield profile, has a different underlying set of securities, and we do that for diversification purposes, obviously. The month-to-month variations, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on that simply because I view this as noise on a monthly basis. I would look to longer-term returns on probably a total return basis and say, do I see a systemic bias there that maybe I need to adjust for in the liquidity portfolio? But that would show up not in a monthly number, but in an annual number, or in a material move in the yields there.
Okay.
And again, I think I've mentioned to the trustees, this call this liquidity report 1.0. I think this is all a learning exercise, and it's going to be iterative. Expect to see a liquidity report 2.0 that probably looks to some of that information as we get towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but we
But it's helpful to know. You know, on John's question, that third column, I mean, understanding the explanation and what it is or isn't is helpful.
Yes.
So it's a way to, interactively learn.
Unrealized gains or losses based upon market movement and securities that we don't intend to transact around.
You look at the lies.
Any other comments, questions?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.